A long time ago, beyond a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Thrawn Ascendancy, Book 2, Greater Good, by Timothy Zahn. Read for you by Mark Thompson. For those who recognize that the greater good is seldom good for all. For thousands of years, it has been an island of calm within the chaos. It is a center of power, a model of stability, and a beacon of integrity. The 9 ruling families guard it from within. The expansionary defense fleet guards it from without. Its neighbors are left in peace. Its enemies are left in ruin. It is light and culture and glory. It is the Chiss Ascendancy. Chapter 1. Throughout her years in the Chiss Expansionary Defense Fleet, Admiral Aurelani had lived through more than 50 battles and smaller armed clashes. The opponents in those encounters, like the battles themselves, had varied widely. Some of them had been clever, others had been cautious, still others, particularly political appointees who had been promoted far beyond their abilities, had been painfully incompetent. The strategies and tactics employed had also varied, ranging from simple to obscure to screamingly violent. The battle results themselves had sometimes been mixed, sometimes inconclusive, often a defeat for the enemy, and occasionally a defeat for the Chiss. But never in all that time had Aurelani experienced such a mix of determination, viciousness, and utter pointlessness as in the scene now unfolding in front of her.
"Watch it, Vigilant! You've got 4 more coming at you from starboard nadir."
The voice of Senior Captain Zodlakin Daro came from the Vigilant's bridge speaker, her resonant alto glacially calm as always.
"Acknowledged, Greystrike,"
Aurelani called back, looking at the tactical. 4 more Nicardoon gunboats had indeed appeared from around the small moon, driving at full power toward the Vigilant.
"Looks like you have a few latecomers to your party as well," she added.
"We're on it, ma'am,"
Lakinda said.
"Good,"
Aurelani said, studying the 6 missile boats that appeared from behind the hulk of the battlecruiser she and the other 2 Chiss ships had hammered into rubble 15 minutes ago. Sneaking into cover that way without being spotted had taken some ingenuity, and many commanders with that level of competence would have used their skill to exercise the better part of valor and abandoned such a clearly hopeless battle. But that wasn't what these last pockets of Nicardoon resistance were about. They were about complete self-sacrifice, throwing themselves at the Chiss warships that had rooted them out from their burrows, apparently with the sole goal of taking some of the hated enemies with them. That wasn't going to happen. Not today. Not to Aurelani's force.
"Thrawn, the Greystrike has picked up a new nest of night hunters," she called. "Can you offer them some assistance?"
"Certainly,"
Senior Captain Mithron Urodo replied.
"Captain Lakinda, if you'll turn 30 degrees to starboard, I believe we can draw your attackers into a crossfire."
30 degrees, acknowledged,"
Lakinda said, and Aurelani saw the Greystrike's tactical display image angle away from the incoming missile boats and head toward Thrawn's Springhawk.
"Though, with all due respect to the Admiral, I'd say they're more whisker cubs than night hunters."
"Agreed,"
Thrawn said.
"If these are the same ones we thought were caught in the battlecruiser explosion, they should be down to a single missile each.
Actually, our
Sample complete. Ready to continue?